BP agrees to allot $20 billion to the oil spill claim, stops paying shareholders dividend. Tehran summons the British ambassador to protest the UK's alleged support for terrorist activities in Iran. And Amnesty International criticizes Israel's probe into its own military attack on the Gaza aid flotilla.
It is 2200 GMT and 2:30 a.m. here in the Iranian capital, Tehran. This is Press TV's World News.
Many thanks for joining us. The ongoing and devastating oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico has forced energy giant BP to cut payment of dividends this year and to significantly reduce its investment program.
Indeed, now the announcement came after a meeting between BP top executives and U.S. President Barack Obama at the White House.
The BP board has today decided that we will not pay any further dividends this year. We made it clear to the president that words are not enough. We understand that we will and we should be judged by our actions.
Svanberg said the company has agreed to pay $100 million to workers laid off since the closure of the deepwater rigs. Meanwhile, the firm has also agreed on a $20 billion escrow fund, but for that, it will have to sell $10 billion of its assets. The BP chairman apologized to the American people for the catastrophe. U.S. lawmakers have welcomed the agreement as a solid step, but they also vowed to keep holding the energy giant accountable. Obama had accused BP of recklessness in a televised address from the Oval Office, but opinion polls indicate that most Americans believe that their president has been too detached and not harsh enough with BP. Meanwhile, U.S. lawmakers have slammed Turkey for its ties with Iran.
They accused Turkey of drifting away from the West and Israel. The lawmakers have also blamed Ankara for Israel's attack on a Gaza-bound aid flotilla. The House members say the blood of nine activists killed by Israel in the assault is on Turkey's hand. They claim Israeli troops are not responsible for the killings. Israeli commandos attacked the Turkish aid ship Mavi Marmara in international waters last month. The U.S. Treasury has imposed new sanctions on Iranian individuals and firms over Tehran's nuclear energy program.
Well, the U.S. claims this is its first set of measures to implement the latest round of the U.N. Security Council sanctions on Iran approved last week. The sanctions were announced by U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner. They include blacklisting a state-controlled bank and companies related to the Iranian shipping line. They also put a ban on the Air Force and missile commands of Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps. Following these sanctions, U.S. transactions are prohibited with the targeted Iranian entities. Any assets such entities may have under U.S. jurisdiction are sought to be frozen as well. The U.S. sanctions come a month after Tehran signed a nuclear fuel swap declaration brokered by Turkey and Brazil. Well, the fourth UNSC resolution has once again turned Iran's nuclear policy to a hot topic for academics and politicians.
Tehran University has held a conference on the perspective and challenges that Iran's nuclear energy program is facing. Arash Khalatbari has more.
A conference on perspectives and challenges ahead of Iran's nuclear energy was held in Tehran on June 16, 2010 by Tehran University. Officials and academics attended this conference. On June 9, the Security Council adopted a resolution imposing a fourth round of sanctions on Iran over its nuclear program, while Iran has signed an agreement with Turkey and Brazil to swap some 1,200 kilograms of its low-enriched uranium for 20% enriched fuel for use in its Tehran scientific research reactor. Iran signed the agreement as a sign of good faith and confidence-building measure, but the United Nations Security Council chose to disregard Iran's move.
Majlis calls on the government to lay the base level for its enrichment activities at 20%. As these countries have failed to respect the NPT regulations and did not supply fuel to the Tehran research reactor, so that the non-committed bullying countries realize that the unjustified pressure would only prompt Iran to raise the level of its enrichment activities based on its domestic requirements.
Iran is a signatory to NPT and honors its rules. According to IAEA reports, Iran has solved almost all its issues.
A very important point that we must pay attention to and the Islamic Republic must emphasize on is that we use the capacity that the NPT has for getting our nuclear rights and in a way that puts the burden of proof on their side and neutralize their policies.
Experts believe that none of the United Nations Security Council resolutions have proven effective. Akbar Salehi, Iranian atomic chief, stated that Iran plans to construct a new nuclear reactor for radioisotope production that's more powerful than the Tehran research facility. In addition, scholars believe that Iran should react accordingly towards countries that have voted for the United Nations Security Council sanctions.
Iran-Russia relations have been referred to the commission and it is being examined there.
On the same day, the Iranian president stated that Iran is to set new conditions for nuclear talks.
Academics are analyzing the subject scientifically and hope that their discussions here will affect the decisions that the authorities make. Arash Khalatbari, Press TV, Tehran.
Meanwhile, Iran has summoned the British ambassador to Tehran to protest the UK's alleged support for terrorist activities in the Islamic Republic. This after Iranian intelligence forces foiled a bombing plot by the MKO terrorist organization in Tehran. Iranian authorities accused Britain and several other European countries of backing the terrorist group. The Iranian Foreign Ministry says Tehran demands London seriously look into the issue and announce the results.
Based on the obtained evidence, some Western countries, including the UK, have been supporting the terrorist groups. We conveyed our strong protest to the British ambassador and asked for an explanation. We also asked the UK government to stop its support and links to terrorist groups.
The British envoy has promised to inform London about the issue and relay the UK's response back to Iran. Humanitarian activists in Europe are planning to send yet another aid flotilla to the besieged Gaza Strip.
The announcement comes, of course, as the EU Parliament debates how it should respond to Israel's recent deadly attack on a Gaza-bound aid flotilla. The European campaign to end the siege on Gaza says it is ready with six boats and may head off next month. The Israeli attack on Gaza flotilla killed nine activists last month. Several others are reportedly still missing. Tel Aviv has faced international condemnation for the carnage. Israel has warned against any Gaza aid by Iranian and Lebanese groups. Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman says any attempt to break the Gaza blockade would be considered a provocation. Iranian and Lebanese organizers say they plan to send three aid ships to Gaza. Israel has said it's still undecided how it would deal with Iranian and Lebanese vessels. Meanwhile, Amnesty International has slammed Israel's proposed investigation into its military attack on the Gaza aid flotilla. The London-based human rights group says the Israeli probe lacks transparency. The group says the commission is unlikely to ensure Israel's accountability over its massacre of humanitarian aid workers. Amnesty's Middle East director Malcolm Smart doubts the two proposed international observers may be given access to the crucial information. He says the processes of the commission must be open and transparent. Meanwhile, questions have also been raised about the impartiality of former First Minister of Northern Ireland David Trimble, who is one of the observers. Trimble has recently, of course, joined the launch of a quote-unquote Friends of Israel initiative. Well, Israeli media say Tel Aviv has branded Turkish Humanitarian Relief Foundation, the IHH, as a terrorist organization.
Well, the Muslim charity was involved in organizing an international convoy of aid ships that attempted to break the siege on Gaza last month. Israeli forces attacked the flotilla and killed 9 unarmed activists. The IHH was founded in 1992 to help Muslims during the Bosnian War and operates in several Arab and Muslim countries. The charity's declared goal is to carry out relief operations to save lives and prevent human rights abuses.
Local time in Tehran, 2:40 a.m., and a reminder of this hour's top stories. BP agrees to allot $20 billion to the oil spill claim, stops paying shareholders' dividend. Tehran summons the British ambassador to protest the UK's alleged support for terrorist activities in Iran. And Amnesty International criticizes Israel's probe into its own military attack on the Gaza aid flotilla.